seeing more and more of this, particularly since there are a lot of ads on social media, and that's buying something through an online marketplace where third parties sell their products. Well, joining us is Michelle Ronan, our consumer expert from DatCap. And what is it people need to know about this one, Michelle?
Yeah, this is actually, I think, good news for consumers. The Informed Consumer Act went into effect on June 27th. And when you're shopping online, if you're using kind of a third-party marketplace, you may have wondered who the actual seller was or where they were located. And how do you contact them if you have a question about a product? Because it's not the platform you're using that's selling the product. It's this third party. Well, there's this new law, the Informed Consumer Act, that's designed to put some light on these transactions. It's designed to deter criminals from selling those stolen, counterfeit, or unsafe items through the online marketplace. And it also gives shoppers the information about the sellers and ways to report questionable activity. So we think that really it's a good thing because contact information and other information must now be disclosed to consumers.
What are some of the things that a shopper should consider to be suspicious activity?
Well, if you don't see the product information disclosed and you don't see who's selling the product, where they are located, how you can contact them, that would be suspicious activity. If you pay for a product and don't receive the product, that would be considered suspicious activity. If the product you get looks to be fake or counterfeit, that again would be something you want to question. If you get an item that's different from what you ordered, maybe it doesn't look like the picture on the product page or it came in a different quantity than what was promoted. Again, something to be curious about and think is suspicious. And then if you get an item that has unexpected signs of deterioration or use and it was promoted as new, or if it's expired, those are all things you want to make sure that you are reporting on the online marketplace.
And of course, if you want to get more information about the Informed Consumer Act, what can you do, Michelle?
You can go to the FTC's website at FTC.gov and then search Informing Businesses About the Informed Consumer Act. And you will find lots of information, or of course, you can contact Consumer Protection to report any suspicious activity or ask questions at 1-800-422-7128.
Michelle Ronan from DatCap, it is always a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thanks for always having me.